Track 11, David Clayton. David is going to tell us about the time when Steve Coogan, otherwise known as Alan Partridge, visited the radio station.
Now, I'm sure you're all familiar with the comedy creation of Alan Partridge. Potted History of Alan Partridge supposedly started on hospital radio in Norwich, then went on to a radio station called Radio Norwich, made his way to television but failed and came back. So a kind of failed DJ that did all the wrong things, and because they were awfully wrong and crass, they were funny. And Alan Partridge, I suppose, is or was to radio what Basil Fawlty was to hotel keeping. There's a semblance of truth, but all the worst things and comical things that could happen would all be telescoped into one episode. Well, when Alan Partridge was first created and came out as a television series by Steve Coogan, it was the same time as the BBC was launching a bold new strategy for BBC local radio, so it was a bit of an embarrassing clash. Alan Partridge, as you remember, was always doing an early morning show to the people of Norfolk from this fictional Radio Norwich, and he'd get all sorts of things wrong. Now, we had an early morning presenter on Radio Norfolk, you'll all remember him perhaps, called Wally Webb, and he was soon labelled the real Alan Partridge by the tabloid press, actually, who tried to do all sorts of stories about him. We tried to keep them quiet. But there was an interesting twist that whilst they might have got inspiration from Wally Webb, who knows, when Steve Coogan finished, as Alan Partridge's early morning show, he handed over to the mid-morning radio presenter, whose name was, well, this is a bit close, David Clifton. Now, I used to do mid-morning radio on Radio Norfolk, and I was handed over to by Wally Webb. Clifton? Clayton? Well, it's a bit close, isn't it? You wonder if they ever listened. Anyway, it was always a lot of fun. We sniggered about it, but were always a little bit embarrassed that he was taking the mickey out of our home area. But you've got to laugh at yourselves. Roll on a couple of decades, and I get a call. I'm now the boss of BBC Radio Norfolk. I get a phone call from a woman who says, oh, hello, I'm Steve Coogan's personal assistant. We wondered whether we could come and visit BBC Radio Norfolk, because the writers, his writers and him, are writing a new film script for a film which was then going to be called Alpha Papa. He wanted to come in with his writers to just have a look at a radio studio so they could get the whole feeling of the script correct. So I said, look, it's a difficult day today. We've got some senior people coming from the BBC to announce all sorts of cuts. The staff are a bit worried. It's a bit of a miserable day for us. And they said, well, look, we'll be in and out. So I let them come in. I didn't want them to take any pictures. But they came in and they stood in the studio. And there was the computer, the faders, all the things they just wanted to see, and asked me questions about when you did this, when you did that, what button you pressed, just so they could get it all correct. And there on a script, a clipboard, we had a Wally Webb running order, which had what he used to do at about, I think, 6:15 of a morning, something called the synchronised sip, which was he'd get everyone to have a cup of tea together. And they looked at that and thought it was strange. And they said, what's the synchronised sip? And I just said, well, it's comedy gold. Go and use it. I don't know if they did. Anyway, after that, Steve Coogan had said, look, I won't do interviews. I don't want to do interviews today. He came out of the studio and I said, well, fine, nice to meet you. And he peered into the other studio and there was our Stephen Bumfrey doing an afternoon show. Well, Steve Coogan waved to Stephen Bumfrey. Stephen Bumfrey waved back. They clearly knew each other because Stephen Bumfrey had been on a big radio station in Birmingham, and obviously Steve Coogan had been interviewed there a few times. Anyway, Steve Coogan wanders in to say hello, ends up doing a 20-minute interview that he said he wouldn't do live on BBC Radio Norfolk. At which point he said, and it's a sad day, I know, for all of you today, the BBC are announcing cuts. They shouldn't cut the BBC, it's given me a career, he said. And I went, wow, that's just what we needed. And I suppose I can only say after that, thank you, Steve Coogan. Back of the net.
Thank you, David.